Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, where we bring you the best bits of this afternoon's show, which today featured a 54-year-old football mascot who's going to be doing his thing tomorrow. He was quite humourable, wasn't he?
Yes, and a 94-year-old sport on TV reviewer.
Okay.
Martin Kellner.
Oh, yes, a bit harsh. Plus, we did some bits as well, and so here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. I watched a bit of Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Like second half of Northern Ireland against Holland. And sometimes my notes are sort of illuminating as to how a match goes, because Holland was so on top. I've written great defending from Northern Ireland at times, but goal is coming. Yes, goal to Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
I got that completely wrong. But it was, and you thought,
it was short-lived, though, sadly, wasn't
yeah,
it, really?
But you thought, 1-1, can they hang on? But then to lose 3-1 at the end. They do defend well, but you know, in the end, they don't offer a lot, Ireland. That's the problem. They're brilliantly...
Well, it's like Steve Lomas said, they haven't really got the strikers, have they?
No,
it was
they
a good
got,
goal. It was
well,
good header.
Haven't got anything, really. So he does a brilliant job there. I mean, when you compare them player for player, you know.
No, he does.
They're
punching well above their weight, certainly. I watched, I've seen the Scotland goals back and the highlights from it.
A bit of that, yeah.
Wasn't a pretty sight, was it, really? But
really,
the goal, the Russia goals were I mean, two absolute corkers. Really good goals.
No, they were, absolutely.
And Wales, it was a decent result for them.
Sort of. They could have done,
I mean, they've still got a bit of work to do.
Dan James had a great chance at the end, but he went for glory instead of crossing it to Bale, which would have been a better idea, really. But there you go. So
England
not
tonight.
A bad night's football. Yeah, not too bad. Never good for me Friday night for football, but there you go. So we'll try and get a grab and look at it at some point. Of course, Waggate rumbles on. It's incredible, isn't it, this whole story?
You're still following it, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm still following it.
Of course.
Of course, it's not been great for either of the two participants. It's been great for the papers, and it's great for everybody else.
Has it been good for the game of football?
Well, I don't think the game really cares either way, but it has been good for this bloke.
I suppose if basically Jamie Vardy and Wayne Rooney start windmilling at some point during a game, it will be bad for the game of football. If it's taken out onto the arena.
Unlikely to come out unless they're drawn in the FA Cup.
That's definitely going to happen. Third round, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
We'll get Motti to do the draw. He's good at those.
Yeah, make sure that one comes out for us.
Yeah, but somebody who has done well out of it is quick-thinking stylist Ozzie Shah. He claims to have raked in £50,000 in 24 hours after knocking out Agatha Christie t-shirts for £11.99 each. I mean, why
really?
Do you want one of those? What is wrong with people? I can't believe
it. Are you buying that? Enough people? 50? It's like a Del Boy job, isn't it?
No, it seems mad, doesn't it?
Did you rush out and buy a Agatha Christie t-shirt?
I didn't actually, to be really honest.
Has it got Colleen's image on it? Because we may find
That's true.
He could be getting a letter from her people.
Yeah, it could have. It could be sort of... Well, it can't be Miss Marple, can it?
Yeah.
I suppose it could be Miss Marple.
Has anybody actually thought, as we go down this particular rabbit hole, that Colleen has done this whole thing with Rebecca Vardy? She's part of it, Rebecca, and they're smoking someone else out.
Oh,
this is another fake story.
I doubt it.
So it's kind of the deep state of her Instagram feed.
That would
feed.
Have to be far too
imagine that. That's Paul Abbott should be writing this
but
stuff,
the papers
shouldn't
are loving it, and the picture editor who came up with a photo of Rebecca Vardy with a snake
Yeah.
Perfect, wasn't it? Perfect for her.
Daniel Lloyd weighed in. They're basically really. Imagine yesterday, all the wags being phoned up. They were just, the phones would have been red hot, wouldn't they?
And of course, the new writers to newspapers have had their say on it. And
of course they have, yeah.
This one I don't understand, though. What kind of world have we become, says the Salford Rocket?
Who's the Salford Rocket?
Some bloke who wrote to the Star.
Oh, okay.
What kind of world have we become when main news headlines are about two footballers' partners having a spat on Twitter and two blokes dancing together on the telly? Please, Extinction Rebellion, let them get on with it. What does that even mean? I don't even get that.
That's the sort of... Link it all in.
Get everything that's
It is
topical.
The sort of conversation you have in a cab, where the cab driver knows you've got a short journey, so he's got to get Extinction Rebellion, the Dancing on Ice two male partners, and the wags all in before he hits the one-way system, and you say, well, I'll let you out here, Gov. You know, it's going to kind of cost you an extra fiver going around there. You can walk it in 2 minutes.
Or George, who I had on Monday night.
Yeah.
What do you think of Lampard?
I haven't had a chance to answer you about
what do you think of Pochettino?
He hit you with questions. He was like Andrew Neil, wasn't he, your cab driver?
So many questions,
but no time for the answers.
And then you get the above it all letter, which you always get in these matters, from Sandra Queen, who wrote to The Sun this morning.
You give these people air time.
Well, I like it. Thought footballers' wives finished years ago. How wrong I was.
Yeah.
It continues with real-life bickering reminiscent of schoolgirls. Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney need their heads banging together. Yeah. All right, you're above it all, aren't you?
If I were Dame Sally Davis, I'd be looking over my shoulder for a man in a claret polo shirt with the words "The Moose" on it, because Dame Sally, who has been railing against everything,
I call her Dame Nanny.
Yeah, she is. She's. I mean, you know, she makes some decent points on childhood obesity and diet and availability of certain foods. But she wants to tackle, Neil Ashton tells us today in The Sun, she wants to tackle the obesity epidemic by banning burgers and pies at football matches.
For goodness sake.
I mean, really. You know what the Moose is like? That could take him over the top.
You know, it's ridiculous to ban things. You know, you've got to educate people.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with a pie. It's if you eat five pies, or if you eat pies every day. It's about education. It's not about banning stuff. And then she came out and said the speed limit should be cut everywhere to 20 miles an hour. I mean, for goodness sake, woman.
You eat five pies, the Moose again, and your point being? So
why don't you just stay at home? That's the best, safest thing. Don't leave your house. Don't eat anything. Don't drive.
Yeah, but you
anywhere.
Get a bit peckish. You get a bit peckish if you just sit at home, wouldn't you?
Can I just wish congratulations to the poshest marriage of the day in the court circular?
Yeah.
Congratulations to Mr. J.H.M. Pilgrim and Miss L.C. Picton Turbeville.
L.C. Oh, the initials. Okay.
L.C. Picton Turbeville. Who I don't think has a whelk stall on Bognor Beach.
I'm guessing not.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
A very happy birthday to show favourite Cardi B.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she's
what did you get her?
I don't know. I don't know what to get her.
Definitely get her a... Anyway, talking to Andy Hemmings from Guildford Phoenix, Andy.
Yes.
Earlier on, it did strike me that there's maybe a good little series that the guys here on social media or I might like to pick up. I mean, there's not been anything like this. Challenge Andy. I just saw you as a...
Well,
I saw
like challenge you, Annika.
Yeah, basically, not in that jumpsuit, obviously. Yeah. That's a hellish thought.
What a thought.
But I suddenly saw you as an ice hockey enforcer.
Really?
Just...
Well, kind of like George Plimpton, Ian Stafford type thing.
Yeah, so basically you'd go in, but you'd join up. Maybe you'd join up with Petr Cech. You'd love that, around the great man.
What sort of an enforcer would I be?
Well, the thing is, that's the thing, the little ones. The other team would skate on. They'd be looking round for the bloke who was the likely enforcer. And then suddenly they'd look down and there you were, gloves off. George Costanza.
I could do the fling of the gloves.
You could do the fling of the gloves. That's very key to it. But would you... If we can make
yes,
that
I
happen.
Am. I'm fully prepared to do that.
Yeah, you say that now. Can you skate? Ice skate?
Oh, yes, I can, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that's good.
But I haven't done that for about 50 years.
Okay.
I used to go skating.
You've retained that skill then? If you got on the ice, say, today, do you think you'd be able to just triple Salco?
No. Well, a triple salami. I mean,
if you haven't done something for 50 years, no. I'm not sure the answer is yes, I can ice skate. Really?
Well, it's just doing.
Is it like riding a bike?
Well, I think it is.
Can you ride a bike?
Yes.
When was the last time you rode a bike? About 50 years ago. Penny
probably,
farthing.
Yeah.
My case rests.
I meant to mention this earlier when Russ Hargreaves was on talking about the game that he'd watched. And he mentioned...
Australia versus Georgia.
Yeah, he mentioned this player, Alexander Todou. I thought, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Does he like making lists?
I think he would, yeah.
Post-it notes everywhere.
First thing, play rugby. 2, win rugby match. 3, have a shower. 4, get changed.
Yeah, Myra shower, of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, okay.
Now, I hope it's not too windy tonight.
Still paying out.
Well,
I hope it's not too windy tonight. Is that all you wanted to say, or was there something to add to that?
But at the England-Czech Republic game, because the Czech manager has got a sensational syrup. I don't see that staying.
Is that old Boris Mihailov?
I don't see that staying on in a... Typhoon.
Is that the former Reading keeper, isn't it?
Is that him?
I think.
He's not the manager.
He is the kind of the chief exec, the big cheese I think it's him.
Well, I do admire him though, because he's greyed up his wig. He's sort of gone with the times.
Well, because I mean, he kind of rocked out for a Reading game at one point, didn't he? Mm. And suddenly, and everybody went, "What's that on your head?"
Yes, yeah, I remember Bob Wilson being quite sort of interested in it during one of the World Cups or something. I don't know why.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say Bob wore one. No, we saw him on Monday.
Bob wasn't wearing a syrup.
He was.
He's got a fine head of hair for a man.
He was still natural, wasn't it? It's quite a shock, isn't it, when you suddenly see somebody wearing one that's not had one on before. I could be wrong. I think that's him, Andy. It certainly looks like him.
Never, I mean, it's one of those things that you always know, don't you? You never look at somebody wearing one of those and think, "Oh yeah, that looks realistic." I mean,
I think you can get the good ones. I mean, you can go for the weave, or you can go many great people in sport. Many in this building have done fantastic work with their old Barnetts.
But yeah. That's different.
Just plonking a bit of old Axminster sideways on your bunts.
That's the Axminster.
Not quite so much. So,
do you remember Grumpy Cat? Do you know?
Oh yeah. It was a kind of viral sensation.
I know. So apparently, he gained millions of online followers, which is depressing enough anyway. But she died in May.
And, I did know that. Yeah.
But her lawyers.
Pardon?
I know. It says lawyers for Grumpy Cat. I didn't know she had her own lawyers.
Someone's still cashing in.
Well, they filed a lawsuit in Illinois against bootleggers in China trading illegally on her name.
Wow. I think it's what she would have wanted.
That's
some pilchards.
M. Quinn wrote to the Star today about England. He said, "Gareth Southgate says none of his World Cup heroes are safe for selection." Heroes? What did they do?
Well,
average overpaid prima donnas. Beat 3v poor teams and lost to the only two decent teams they played. M. Quinn Hull.
Is that Mickey?
I don't know. But I'm telling you, he's definitely been banned from watching England.
Okay, right. He's on your list, is he?
On the list, yeah.
When you shake somebody's hand, Andy, how long do you tend to shake it for?
Oh, yeah, well, this is the old Donald Trump thing, isn't it? I mean, you don't want to be overdoing it.
Would have looked...
It's really uncomfortable if you overdo it.
Back on TV, back in the day, there was Mr. Shake Hands, wasn't there? From Banzai.
Oh, yeah.
Who would seize the hand of a celebrity...
I've forgotten about
and keep going... Mm. I think his record was a couple of minutes, wasn't it? Because, you know, you don't want to be rude if someone starts shaking your hand.
They haven't sort of sorted him out for the Rugby World Cup. I wonder if he's still in Japan.
I always thought it would have been good if they'd... I doubt it. It would have been good if they'd got him to go along the line before a cup final. It wouldn't have kicked off to about 9:45, would they? That would have been a good idea, but they never quite managed it. The reason we say this is that the University of Dundee have looked into it, and they say the long handshake, any longer than 3 seconds, and you start creeping people out. It becomes something else.
Yeah, that's about right.
You get
1, 2, 3 is
there. Yeah, that's the 1, 2, 3.
The old Donald Trump. It becomes a power.
No, it does. It does because we see with Donald. He draws people into his. It's like it's his domain.
He hasn't got a lot of hand to grab, really.
Well, that's I don't know if that's true or that's a fallacy.
It's quite small, isn't it? His hands are quite small.
Are they really?
Don't you think?
Well, I don't know. I've heard people talk about it, but I don't know if it's actually true or not. So
who knows?
Yep. Anyone else?
Yes. Well, we both talked about this earlier, but we had the calendar and we lost footballs, and it's a brilliant thing. But I noticed this morning there was a typically mad story.
It was a car that Glasgow police had stopped yesterday, wasn't it?
He had a three-piece suite in his boot.
Yeah, hanging out the boot, on the roof.
I mean, it was completely dangerous. I mean, people, honestly, you look at people and think, why don't you just hire a van?
Yeah.
Because the fine you're going to get now is going to be a lot more than it would have cost you to hire a van.
Yeah.
But inside the car is a football.
Thought, just lying there in the rear footwell.
That would be a brilliant football for lost footballs.
It would be, so, wouldn't it?
We've got to send them that photo.
Andy can skate, we're told, by Gab Cancello. He was around when the Thames froze over in the early 1900s.
Oh, yeah. Aye,
there's no need for that, Gab, on a Friday.
And how old are you, Gab? Let's be honest with your references.
Yeah, he knows, doesn't he, Gab? But yeah, he's a similar age to you, I think,
I'd
Andy.
Say he was, really, definitely.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
So, the mascot at football, of course, is generally young boy or girl.
Yes.
Would you say under about sort of 14?
I'd say average about between 7 and 12.
When you do get a very big, tall 14-year-old, it's always a joy when they sometimes tower over one or two of the players. But at London Road for the Peterborough United game this weekend, there is a 54-year-old mascot.
I know, it's brilliant, isn't
it? Yeah. And it's Ian Gowan. He joins us now. Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon.
So, are you excited? You're looking fine, but you won't sleep tonight, will you?
I'm a little bit excited, very nervous, but more nervous about being on this show, I think.
Oh, no, calm down. You're amongst friends. We're all on your side.
Are you going to hold the captain's hand as you walk out, though? That's the thing.
No, I want to hold Ivan Tony's hand purely because one of the people who got me to do this, Conor King, has offered him £50 if he trips me up.
Yeah, the key to all of this is you're raising money for the Ryder Thorpe Hall Hospice, Sue Ryder Thorpe Hall Hospice. So tell us how this whole thing came about.
Well, I'm far from Darren Ferguson's biggest fan.
Right.
So I thought to raise a little bit of money for Sue Ryder Thorpe Hall Hospice, I'd put on Twitter, I'd have Ferguson on my new away shirt.
Right.
And my Twitter went mad. And then, so I got the £50 easily. But then some so-called friends said, if I was mascot, I'd raise loads more money. And stupidly, I agreed to do it.
So you're paths will cross with Darren at some point tomorrow, won't they? If you'll see him in the dugout when you come off the pitch.
Maybe.
Why are you not a fan?
Well, he gets so much praise for not being a great manager, to be honest.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, you've got to differentiate between him, the man, and him, the football manager. Do you know what I mean? If you see him, I'm sure
you're probably... That's what's going to happen. You're going to meet him tomorrow. He'll be good as gold. He'll be really friendly to you, Ian, and he'll say, I like the back of this shirt, put an arm around you, thanks for all you've done, and you'll see him completely differently
won't
you?
True.
Yeah, and I'll be respectful, and I'll tell him that it'll be great for the Sunderland job.
So what is it? Do you get to keep the kit? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, I've got the full kit,
right?
And you get to keep that.
Oh, you're going to
go out and have a little kick about with a goalkeeper and getting the boys to pass to you and stuff, and the crowd will cheer when you toe poke it back.
Myself and the rest of the mascots go out about 2:10 for the 3:00 kickoff and warm up in front of the crowd.
Oh, it'll be brilliant. And it's great. You've raised a lot of money already, haven't you? So it's really
I'm very close to £3,000.
Tremendous.
That's very good. The Lincoln, do you know how old the Lincoln mascot is? What, 73 or something?
No idea. But if I get a chance, I might trip him up.
Yeah, you might make the other mascot cry. I'm sure the other mascot's thinking it's going to be a sort of young lad, and there you are, old enough to be his or her granddad.
Can Ivan really trip you out? He probably can't, can he? I mean,
we don't even get him sent off. What, have you got a red card?
That wouldn't be good, would he? A red card before the game.
I'd have to tell the ref, you know, make sure he's not a humourless ref.
Yeah.
Someone will see the funny side of it. So, and what are the other mascot duties, Ian? What else do you do apart from warm up, run out? Do you have to do anything else?
No, we just walk out with warm up, then walk out with the players just before the match and photos taken and shake hands with the players. And then walk off.
That's it.
Because some clubs charge for mascots and some clubs don't they? Well, what's Peterborough's view of this?
Peterborough charge, but some of the charge has been wavered. And I've got a very generous friend who's bought the kit. Chris Myers in his name is. He's bought the kit and paid for most of it for me. So. Yeah, he's done that.
Lovely. Are you not a bad footballer, Ian? It just struck me that most times the mascots, they warm up with the keeper and they do the little toe poke back into their arms. But if you drill one into the top corner, you might get signed up.
I'm going to try to. If I get the chance, I will, yeah. It's every man's dream to score a top corner at their favourite ground.
Of course it would be. And you're a friend of Adrian Durham, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. He's a great bloke, Eddie Durham. He's really pushed this as well. So I've got to thank him for that.
Yeah, really. That's good. So if people want to add to the fund, and even those that aren't going tomorrow, how do they do it? Where do they go to?
Well, I've got a Just Giving page. It's if you search Ian's Mascot Day, or I'm on Twitter at Ian_Gow, G-O-W. They can find it there.
Brilliant. We look forward to seeing the pictures, Ian, from, I take it the local press will be there.
So, yeah, of course they will.
Brilliant. Well done. Enjoy your day. So do try and get some sleep tonight so you're not overtired tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, Ian. Thanks very much. Don't want to start him crying, do we? Because he's overtired.
Isn't that interesting, though? Because I'm sure you get this. I got a lot of people saying, why does Adrian hate my team? Why does he do that?
Yeah.
But anybody that knows Adrian would say exactly what that guy just
said.
But
I get that all the time. The time I'm standing there, flanked at the latrines, and I'll just be standing there and mind my own business. And they'll say, have a word with Adrian Durham. He's all right. He's just, he hates us. No, he doesn't. He doesn't hate us. Doesn't hate us more than hates anybody else. And I don't think he really hates. Yeah. So, I'm with you on that. I do get a lot of those conversations.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Martin Kellner's here, squad number 9, for a week of sport on TV, Martin. Mm. What a week it's been. I always say that without any backup or idea what you're going to talk about.
Well, there's been nothing on.
Yeah.
What
a terrible week it's been.
It's been a shocking week. Yes. I mean, the main thing has been the Rebecca Vardy, Colleen Rooney farrago.
Have you not followed that via TV?
I follow it via TV, via Twitter, via everything.
Yeah.
I saw it first on Twitter at about 10:30 yesterday morning, the morning before, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I've had to explain to my missus who these people are, and because she's been watching, she's been tuning into news bulletins all day long, to see exactly what's happening. I'd only just got over Jennifer Arcuri before all this all this started happening.
But the big question is, are you Team Rooney or Team Vardy? That's what people want to know.
Is that the big question?
It is the very big question.
Yes, it is. Well, it's good that they've let, when you get the international break, there's usually nothing much to talk about.
No. It's a good story.
I hate the international break.
Yeah, we all do.
And it's good they've laid on this Rebecca.
This sideshow.
This little sideshow, which is brilliant.
It'll play very much into your fine podcast with your daughter, though, won't it? I mean, it'll be... It's very much the heartland of the podcast.
It is. Well, she just started university, and that's in the current. Anyway, I have been watching a wee bit of sport on TV. I watched what I'm still calling the Rugby Union World Cup. Mm. I am the only man in Britain calling it the Rugby Union World
Cup. That's right,
Cup,
you are.
To distinguish it from the upcoming Rugby League World Cup.
No one's joining in with you, though, are they?
No, not at all. And not even in the north. Yeah. I was picking up. I went to see my daughter at radio at York. I switched on BBC Radio York. I thought, well, they, in the middle of Yorkshire, they can be relied on to go at the Rugby Union World Cup, but they weren't at the Rugby World Cup. But one complaint for ITV. Mm. I switched on at 8 o'clock the other morning because they cut short the Piers Morgan breakfast show, tragedy, and went into Scotland versus Russia.
Yeah.
And my wife was very much enjoying the title sequence, which is actually a superb, because they're still using World and Union, but they've given it a little sort of Japanese twist to it.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the best you know, title sequences we've had on a major international competition for ages. I really do, you know. It's very good. So she was sort of drawn in by the title sequence, and then it starts. And she said, well, this is shocking. They haven't got a little clock in the corner. She puts breakfast television on primarily for the clock.
Oh, right.
She loves the little clock in the
corner.
That's
true. If you want to put something on at breakfast, you've got to keep reminding people what the time is.
Very
absolutely.
True.
So it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Because they missed their train.
Precisely. No little clock. So if you're listening ITV and if Typhoon Michigas sort of blows over, it starts again. But it is bizarre, the Rugby Union World Cup, the fact that the teams are now being Scotland, I think, for instance, are going to lose their place in the World Cup
potentially
because of the weather.
I know,
which is phenomenal. You know,
I mean, it's some pretty extreme weather. Isn't it
is it? Very extreme weather, but you know, you'd think the matches could be not all over Japan, though, is it? I mean, I think it's just it's just in the sort of Tokyo sort of area,
in that part of the world.
So you would think there'd be some sort of way of rescheduling and all that.
It did happen in the cricket World Cup. Teams lost games when it was raining and they couldn't make them up. I can't remember which couple of teams were eliminated that might not have been, but it's just the way it goes, I suppose.
It's very much how Scotland are looking at it, isn't it? It's just the way it goes.
Of course it is.
I think they're absolutely right. I mean, but anyway, what else have we watched?
Advice for our Manchester United fans. BT are currently running a... You know, they've got all the rights to the big match, so I've watched a few of those vintage
old big matches.
And they're having a series at the moment called Manchester United Classics, which I watched the...
That's what the United fans need at the moment.
Precisely.
You know, great.
I mean, actually, 1985 match that I watched, QPR versus Man U. United fans will remember a 3-1 victory for Manchester United. What they might not remember is two goals by Alan Brazil.
Well, yes,
Who knew at that stage?
Yes.
His Manchester United career was... spotty, wasn't that?
He was talking about it this week, actually. He was very interested on it. They put a little viral clip out from the show, but I heard him talking about it, and he said he really felt the pressure at Manchester United. He had a back injury at that time. He didn't give his best, he doesn't think. But
he still has got the same back injury.
In his playing days, it must have been pretty debilitating, but he said that just put that Man United shirt did weigh heavy, you know, and he played with great players and good clubs.
But he didn't often get in the first team, did he?
No.
This was a rare sort of run out for him.
Yeah.
And they won. Scored two goals.
I watched Chelsea versus Blackpool from 1976. And I've said this before, it's great for me because
you've forgotten.
You've got no memory.
It's like live sport. It's wonderful. But the pitch was worse than the baseball ground, which, you know, it wouldn't even be...
Well, the QPR pitch, of course, was a plastic pitch.
Yeah, but it was very interesting how less serious it was. At one point, Ray Wilkins, the great late great Ray Wilkins, goes over to the crowd and he has a joke with the crowd. You know, even though the game's in a quiet... And I just don't think that would happen today.
No.
I think it was less serious.
Yeah. Well, certainly Alan Brazil's hair in those days was... He was what you
that
would
was less serious.
It's what you would describe as pre-bald. So it was... Do you know what I mean? You could tell any day now.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
I shall be released.
His hair in those days.
So
I watched that and loved the commentary because, Brian Moore's brilliant picking out these little things. So Stanley Rouse was in the... was in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, head of FIFA.
Head of FIFA. 90. He was 90. He just celebrated his 90th birthday. And Brian Moore said, yes, there he is, Stanley Rouse. Given a splendid dinner by the FA the other day, and you can sort of picture this splendid dinner.
Yeah, you can imagine
No woman within 100 yards.
No, that's
all
right.
All these guys in the grey suits.
Comedian coming on telling some very circumspect material you couldn't do now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So that was interesting. Accurate. Watched a 30 for 30 primarily because I knew it was coming on here, and there was nothing I'd watched really apart from that bit of Rugby Union.
Ooh.
So I watched Reggie Miller versus the New York Knicks. I don't know whether anybody's seen this.
I have seen that, yes.
Reggie Miller, famous trash talker from the
Indiana Pacers.
One of the greatest trash talkers in the history of the game. Great tribute from his sister. They interviewed Cheryl Miller, his sister. And she said, he's the proverbial bad itch down your spine that you can't get to. He's a maddening human being. And that was a member of his own family. Then they also interviewed...
High praise indeed.
High praise indeed. They interviewed the guy who nutted him, John Starks,
wow,
who was a John guard. Starks. He was a guard for the New York Knicks.
So he was just a player who got. He was a Pacers player who got underneath the Knicks' skin.
Oh,
did he always?
Very, very much so.
This would have been what sort of mid-70s, sort of
yes,
mid to
about,
late seventies.
Yeah, mid to yeah, late seventies, yeah. I would have thought.
Yeah.
And
I think it would be a bit later than that.
Would it really?
Yeah, mid-80s, I think.
Oh, okay, fair
Patrick
enough.
Ewing playing? John Starks was around the 80s, I think.
John, was he? Right.
Oh, no, no, well, of course, that's probably, yeah, you're right, it's probably the 90s, actually, isn't it? Or not. Anyway, it doesn't matter, keep going,
yeah,
keep going.
It's present. Vintage, anyway. Yeah,
no,
vintage.
Patrick that would be Ewing the 90s. In the south of France.
Yeah. 70s, what am I talking about?
91, 92, yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that. Mm. But, yeah, basically, John Starks was interviewing, you know, all the key players in this. Mm. But it was interesting to see the, a little bit like the UK, and you get the this divide between London and the rest of the UK. Mm. You know, I know you in London think we're all Hicks. North,
that's not
in
true,
the,
Martin.
In the West, especially in the West Country. You know, if you were playing Yeovil,
yeah,
you would think they were a bunch of Hicks. And I think that...
Hicksville?
Yeah. I used to work in Yeovil, so I know they're not. I know they're sophisticates.
Yeah,
that's right. But, you know, you could tell that this sort of antipathy between the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers. They said, what was the phrase about Indiana? Their ground was a cornfield with lights, basically, is what they said. And there was this same sort of antipathy. And then, of course, Reggie Miller came along and he got under the skin of them. And there was some fantastic quotes about him. Ahmed Rashmad, who was a broadcaster, was interviewed. He said, that guy looked like Mr. Potato Head on a stick. Which is funny.
But the insults were flying around. Oh, like Oscar Wilde was involved in all this.
It was brilliant. It was, well, in the American sport, it's always very, very colourful. The other thing I watched, if we've got a moment.
We got it very quickly.
Are you familiar with the song Fabo Loose by Ball Drop, or is it Ball Drop by Fabo Loose?
Baldrick.
I'm not sure. Either way.
Well, it was Fabian Delph's favourite record, you might be interested to know.
Okay.
Jack Grealish was interviewed on MOTD.
Has he got quite a high voice?
Who, Baldrop?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I think.
Or Jack Grealish.
We used to, but he hasn't now, is that what you're saying?
I think Baldrop might be the title of the song.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I'm not familiar with the song or indeed.
It's an interesting theory of yours.
Work. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a bit of rap, really. But Jack Grealish was interviewed. You know this programme, MOTDX, which is for kiddies? Nothing lasts longer than 8 seconds.
Because the attention span.
I sit there watching this thing. I don't even know what language they're talking. It's all, you know, it's all different. Anyway, Jack Grealish interviewed about his favourite tunes, which include Drake, Money in the Grave, of course, Stormzy and Shut Up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Akon and Doesn't Matter. Banging tunes, I'm told. Banging.
Are they?
They were all banging.
They're banging, are they?
Yeah, Jack Grealish said they were banging.
Oh, banging, all right. Yeah. Not busting. He went banging, did he?
Banging. Told banging tunes. But that one by Fabolous and Ball Drop.
Yeah.
I'd like to have heard that.
You like saying that, don't you?
Sounds like an England slipfielder, really.
Sure, he was playing for us in the Ashes.
Anyway, he picked that from Fabian Delph. Always used to play it at Villa, you know, when he was there in the dressing room.
Well, Martin, thanks for bringing us from stuff from the kids and the front line of the kids.
Yeah, absolutely,
today.
I'm out there.
You're back.
I'm back at 1 a.m.
You're back at 1 a.m.
Yeah. For the people who stay up late at night, and of course my very very loyal Malaysian audience.
That's
huge.
Talk radio through the night, Martin.
Yes, I'm
Kellner.
Huge in Kuala Lumpur.
I'm sure you are.
I'm very big down under.
Of course you are. There we are. The sort of stuff that Sir Stanley Rouse would have been laughing
absolutely.
At that dinner. not the plumber. Martin Kellner there. Maybe we made sense of that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We return next week with, amongst others, Richard Osman in the studio, Elbows, Guy Garvey, Kevin Day's back, Pelé. No, not Pelé. I'm making that up. I'm just overselling it. So until then.
What would happen to Guy Garvey if he got the sack? Never mind.
Oh, okay, I'm with you. The band. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. That's it.
Elbow,
yeah. The producer's giving him 1,000 yards there. Was it worth it?
Cut that out.
Just put a laugh track on that.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.